that they wouldn't, couldn't allow her to die without finding out how was it that she got into this place called the soul, a place she called the castle. How did she enter into this place that no one else could find with the exquisite elegance that was Teresa? And so, against her better judgment, against her sense of self-protection at a time of the Spanish Inquisition, Teresa sat down to expose her journey to God in the interior castle. And in 6 months, she wrote what has become one of the finest pieces of mystical literature ever written in the Catholic tradition, and dare I say, in any sacred tradition at all. Because at some point, when you recognize mystical genius, you have to say it belongs to all traditions. And Teresa is a cosmic mystic who belongs to all traditions. I was drawn to the work of Teresa for a number of reasons, one of which is that in her work, she said that the soul was a crystal with 7 mansions, and each mansion has many rooms. The template of 7 was for me a template that picked up where Anatomy of the Spirit left off. I wondered, did the 7 mansions fit into our 7 chakras and the 7 sacraments and the 7 levels to the tree of life and the 7 cardinal sins and the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit? That seems to be the pattern that forms us, our 7 levels of power. It seems that we are indeed a template of power that's based on an archetype of the number 7. That drew me to Teresa. But in addition to my personal affection for this Carmelite mystic, my own work with people in these last 5, 6, 7 years has made me recognize that there is a mystical renaissance going on in our spiritual culture, that there is a new calling in the world today, whereas once upon a time, the mystics were called to leave society and to work from places called monasteries. Now, the new mystic is a lay person who's called to become a shaft of light within the society, a person called to become a mystical activist, to learn the tools of the mystic, to become a soul with stamina within the society as a mystic without a monastery, to make the ground sacred upon which they stand, to not be seduced by this notion that to be of use in this world, you have to go other than where you are living, that you have to leave the people you have incarnated to live with, who have incarnated to be your beloved companions, that you have to disintegrate the worthiness of the life you have been given in order to tell yourself you were born for something greater, but it's not here in the life you have. Yes, it is. You simply have not animated your soul. The true mystic is someone whose soul emerges and becomes their first and most loyal companion. When I look at the work of these great mystics, I'm not in the least bit surprised that people